David Joy is the Chief Administrative Officer of the Town of High Prairie. He joins us on the line today. David, thank you very much for joining us. There was a public forum last night in High Prairie talking about some of the crime issues and the crime reduction that is being talked about. How did things go last night?
It went very well. This was the last year we held one in June, and council asked me to hold another one this year. You know, the public is concerned. There has been an increase in criminal activity over the last 4 years, or the 4 year term of council, and is generally perceived. Wherever I go and whoever approaches me that they want to see more patrolling, whether it's by the peace officers or more specifically with the RCMP officers. We are, I think, three times the provincial average of criminal activity. So we've got statistics that show that there is a problem here. We're 376% above in total crime against the national average, and 272% of violent crime higher than the national average, and 410% for property crime over the national average. So it's concerning, and the livability index that's out there on the internet, it says that we've got an F for crime. We've got A plus for cost of living here, but there seems it's not just a perception of crime. The statistics bear out that there's a fairly high level of criminal activity in High Prairie, and we want to change that.
It certainly sounds like you want to change that. And some of the people in attendance, did they have a chance to chat about what was going on?
Oh, they were quite vocal last night and asked some good questions and really were good with their concerns. Everybody's concerns were legitimate, in my view. And, I've only been here 7 months in High Prairie. I did work in Slave Lake for 3.5 years, but before my most recent employment was in Fort St. John, B.C. So, again, it's nice to be back in this area. And here we are, we're bookended by Peace River and Slave Lake. But we've got this criminal activity that we want, and we're going to advocate to the government, provincial and federal, to help us here. I do think we need more RCMP officers. I did put out 10 options in front of the general public last night and put a dollar figure against each of those 10 options. Some don't cost any money or very little, and others cost considerable money and would affect their tax bills. We need direction from public, too. We need to know from the public what's politically tolerable. We are concerned, the council's concerned with the tax burden. The ratios we have for tax burden, they're right at the upper limit of what the public can bear in taxes. So council's very well aware of that. Nevertheless, the public wants us to do something effective, that's effective, not playing around the margins, but that's effective for addressing the quantity of criminal activity here.
You mentioned Peace River in the conversation. I know they've had a lot of meetings and a lot of stakeholders getting together about their crime and vagrancy issues. Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to talk with people in Peace River or with other jurisdictions around the area saying, hey, we've got a problem, what are some ideas to bring forward?
Yeah. Well, I'm very well aware, actually, Jeff Berger from the South Peace News, he wrote a very good article about the Peace River public meeting that was held on May 14th of this year. Mm-hmm. And, the general theme of that article was talk, talk, talk. We have all these meetings, public meetings annually, and really nothing substantive is getting done to reduce the criminal activity. We play around the margins a bit, to be seen to be doing something, but my purpose last night was to engage the public to I want them to direct council. You know, we just can't say council, they can't just say council, you know, reduce crime. You know, what are the options and how much are those options going to cost? And sometimes they're not willing to increase their taxes. But we are a small community. And as I mentioned to the public last night, you know, being in a small community in northern Alberta, it's a little more expensive to provide the minimum amount of services, you know, health and safety services and infrastructure that's required. So, it, you know, that's why the tax burden's at the upper limit as opposed to being in a big city. You know, so that where it can be absorbed across, you know, a million people like Calgary or Edmonton. So, you know, we only have, I think, 1,179 property owners that pay $5.2 million in municipal and provincial tax, provincial requisitions. So,
what are the next steps to after this meeting? What are the next steps to go? Where do you go from here?
Well, what came out of the meeting, they wanted us to advocate to reduce catch and release and write letters and set up meetings, and that costs very little, but also, you know, to address and advocate for catch and release. Well, I provided them with the handout material, and within which there was a letter from the Deputy Minister of the Criminal Prosecution's Office in Alberta, and you know, he said the situation's complex, and you know, not everybody, not all criminals or criminal activity is borne by people that don't care. Some have mental health issues, or you know, they commit crimes out of desperation, and these things have to be dealt with differently. And mental health issues being a big one, of course, and the homeless problem or issues or challenge, that has to be addressed too. So, you know, council recently approved administration to go ahead and pursue security cameras, at least an RFP, but we have a lot more to work to. I'm looking at that today. And there are legal requirements and public consultation requirements because of privacy concerns of placing security cameras throughout the town. So we're looking at that, and we'll involve the public. You know, the other options I've considered, I've put out in front, there are additional peace officers, two additional peace officers, three additional RCMP officers. Now, these are either or. Options, and you know, patrolling presence is a demand of the public, and there's only one way to provide that, and we only have two peace officers here, and in order to provide 24/7 patrolling and increase that presence, we'd need two more to cover for leave of absence and vacations and medical leave and that kind of stuff. Same thing with RCMP officers. We were advised by the RCMP that if we want 24/7, they would need three more officers in the detachment. And I think as a town, we would require, if we put in such a request, we want a little more dedication to criminal activity within the town. They'd be more dedicated to the town rather than go out on rural calls. There was a suggestion to hire a security firm. That's not that. While that's possible, oh, the issue. I'm sorry. The issue we have here is that the shift for RCMP officers ends at 4 a.m. and doesn't restart until 8 a.m. Between that period of 4 a.m. and 8 a.m., there, you know, some officers will be on call. But, you know, that means somebody has to call into 911, and then so, you know, an RCMP officer would have to get out of bed, and, you know, that takes time, and by the time they get to the site of the crime, the criminals are probably gone. So that's you know, we're looking at grants to businesses and residents to for security cameras or something that'll make their properties more secure. And as I said before, advocating to the government about catch and release. But you know, with catch and release, that's a very long-term project, and it would take. And besides that, any modifications to or challenges to catch and release are quite often defeated in the Supreme Court. And in fact, they're always defeated because of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. So that's where we are, and I'm looking at all my notes today, this morning, trying to put something together for council for their information and how we go forward. I don't want this to die, you know, because everybody's vented last year and this year, and in Peace River, you know, everybody's said their piece, but then what gets done and what is, you know, what will be effective? And I don't want us to spin our wheels and play around the margins.
David Joy is the Chief Administrative Officer with the Town of High Prairie. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for listening to me.